Hello, beautiful beings. It's been a while, but this is Dr. Lisa, and welcome to the Body of Change podcast. The art of choosing, committing, collaborating, creating with your body for a greater future for you, for the planet, and for your relationships. So the idea I had for this podcast is to create a different circuitry, if you will, a different way of pulsating in your body, a different communication with your body that is actually potentially joyful and engaging, and creating ease with your body. It's April 1st, 2020, and what a year it has been. The world is in quarantine. This virus pandemic is making all of our skin hungry because we can't breathe or touch anything without being more present and more aware of what we're breathing in and what we're touching. How are you all doing out there? This podcast is a particular theme of how do you live with and deal with and cope with a global pandemic that has never been seen, the likes of it has never been seen in this way before in our lifetime that you're listening to podcasts. And what is it like day to day feeling like everything you're doing is wrong? Everything is upside down. The world has changed. Everything is backwards and nothing that you are doing is working. Any of you feel like you're barely keeping your head above water? I know that it has been a roller coaster mixed in with a tornado and a side dish of a cyclone over here in my world. And at the same time, I probably have the most irrelevant or one of the most irrelevant viewpoints available right now. And that's why I decided to do this podcast today, is that even though everything seems like and is turned upside down, everything is falling apart in the world as we know it and knew it, which is true, it is. And what if that actually means that everything could also then fall together? I know. You're like, what the heck is she talking about? Let me change this podcast. This is another airy-fairy, wooey, blah, blah, blah. But hang with me, if you will, and just give this possibility some space. I've been through many things in my life and many things with my body, especially. And every single time that things have looked like, and they were, falling apart, on the other side, everything was in some sort of divine timing, some infinite grace. And the change that occurred physically, physiologically, psychologically, energetically, and financially was better than I ever expected it to be, and it never showed up the way I thought it was. Okay. So what do I mean by that? What I mean is, I have the interesting point of view that we are in the middle of a miracle. And in the middle of a miracle, everything that no longer works gets uncovered for you to start looking at it. And as it gets uncovered, you start to discover what's working and what's not working. And then you get to choose what to discard, what to change, what to keep, and how to proceed. It is a global reset. In any global reset, both internally and externally, there's always death and tragedy and trauma and destruction, like a war. And then there's the Renaissance, where people come together and collaborate and join and change and forgive and apologize and be more generous and more kind, and institutions change and policies change, and people in the highest means of society that can actually affect and impart change actually start to do something. Like, for instance, the stimulus that has gotten passed for small businesses, and also unemployment, and the donations that are happening to hospitals and supplies all over the world, and even in the midst of this quarantine, how everybody is coming together in some way. Don't you feel it? Don't you sense it? Don't you know it? That churning in your gut, in your body, is your body's awareness center, communication center, pretty much telling you that the way that you have been doing things and the way that the world has been doing things isn't working. It's time to uncover, to embrace, embody, examine, and expand a new you, to discover all the aspects of you that rob you of your serenity and all the aspects of you that keep creating from ease, joy, and glory and give you happiness and serenity, provide you with that, and then to discard the people, places, circumstances, events, but first from your own behavioral patterns. First, to make the choice to be different. And that starts with you. For some of you, you're home with your partner and spouse and you haven't been there with them in this way since maybe the honeymoon phase when you first started dating. And you look at each other now, you're like, ah, who are you? And they look at you and be like, ah, who are you? And both of you look at each other and be like, what have you become? Didn't show up the way you think it would, did it? And if you had kids on top of that, you're now parent, teacher, disciplinarian, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, 24/7. And if you're listening to this from other countries, there are some countries that are mandated to stay home. You can't even leave your home. This is unprecedented. What do we do in that time? Well, we'll naturally see some increases in violence, domestic disputes, more alcohol, probably dependency on other certain things, online shopping, and probably 9 months from now or more, some more babies out in the world. And then there's the added stressors of if your business has gone under because you're not allowed to work, or you've been sent home and you're not getting your paycheck, or there's some illnesses and diseases going on before the virus, or some of your family members or friends are getting the virus. I have one friend whose sister-in-law was diagnosed with cancer some months ago, and it advanced very, very quickly, and they are now putting her in hospice, and she has a 2-year-old son, and therefore my friend has a 2-year-old nephew that she can't get to be there for the death of his mother because she lives in one part of the country and the other person lives in another part of the country. So there are things like that going on. They all take a toll on your body. So this is a moment to let me speak with your body, for your body, and give your body a different perspective in the world. And if you change the way you view the world from your body, you'll change the way you view your world from your mind. And this is the moment of the miracle, is we've never had a time like this where we're forced to face ourselves. And we're probably seeing some itchy, scratchy stuff that we don't like. I know I am. And you're probably seeing some stuff that you love, like how many of you have gone on walks and spent more time with the trees if you're allowed out. Even though it's kind of weird because everybody's staying 6 feet apart and afraid to get near each other, and there's that energy too. Your body picks up on that. I know for myself, I'm literally seeing some character defects, I say lightly, that have really created a lot of stress for my body and a lot of stress for my being and a lot of stress in conflicts in my past relationships. And I know that I am committed to never allowing them to be in my present nor in my future. And that relieves my body. In the last 2 weeks, although I have continued to exercise, I'm still only moving 60% of what I used to. I'm still moving, let's say 40% of what I used to move every day. And that has stiffened my body. and that has made my body more cranky. And no matter what I did physically, I was still in pain and aching and hurting. And no matter what I drank and how much more water I put in to alleviate my kidneys and get up and move and get my lymph moving, my back still hurt. And no matter what I was attempting to do with my business, which is a travel workshop business, no matter how much we're all moving online, everybody's moving online, but everybody's also worried about the spending of money. And they haven't quite made the change from doing, at least in my field, from doing online, from doing live workshops and having an online option, than having simply just the online option. And people are paying more attention to where they put their money, which is a good thing. And they're asking more questions about, is now the time? Will this create a greater future? Will this create a greater possibility if I spend this or charge that or do this for my well-being? And that means our bodies are getting more attention. And our bodies, if this is the first time you've turned into this podcast, listen to some of the past ones, but I'll say this briefly again. Our bodies are our sensory organ. They are our barometer and our navigation system for what's light is a yes, and for what's heavy is a no, and sometimes it's a yellow light, proceed with caution. And those yeses and nos in our body, if we're attuned to our body, can make decisions like spending money right now on your mental health, your physical health, your physiological health, your energetic health, your financial health, can really be capitalized on. And you can get really good at being clear about your body's navigation system telling you something. Whereas before, because we were so busy moving and doing, we weren't being. But now we're being with our body. You may notice you're more tired. Well, you've probably been chronically tired for decades and didn't know it. You may notice that you're leaning toward food a little bit more because you're bored. Well, you might have been bored with your life, your living, and it might not have been created originally as an adventure. And you may wish to change that now. That's the uncover, discover, and discard. You may have noticed some issues that you could easily ignore when your partner or your beloved or your spouse wasn't with you 7, 8, 9 hours a day. That maybe you can, both of you can come together and create new vows about how you wish to be now to support each other to a greater reality. You may have noticed that your body doesn't like what you're eating and that it's time to make a change. I know for one thing for me, I've leaned on a lot of sugar in the last few weeks. And the last 2 weeks, I removed sugar from my diet, if you will. And I noticed, of course, it was difficult the first week, but now that my body is more used to it, my body's pretty happy. Now, it doesn't mean I don't have any sugar. It just means I knew I was, my body told me I was going way over. How did my body tell that? Well, instead of cooking and making something, I just grabbed chocolate over and over and over and over and over and over and over. And that was the way that my mind compensated for everything that was changing in my life and in my business, given the world pandemic. And then my body made me aware of it by feeling more sluggish and cranky and moody and irritable. And it literally said, make some food of substance and stop the carbs. Like, I've heard that literally. Okay, got the message. So I added in more walks. I added in more water. I added in more playtime with my little puppy. I added in getting on the balcony more and breathing the fresh air and letting the sun caress my skin for a couple of minutes, because everything literally has been online for 8 to 10 hours a day. And my body is 80% better, moving to 85%, because I instituted the changes it told me by uncovering, embracing what was, listening, asking some questions, listening, examining what my body was telling me, and then embodying a new reality, doing things different by expanding into what I heard and choosing that instead of avoiding it. So how much of what you've been avoiding all your life is staring you in the face? And are you still avoiding it, or will you choose to uncover, discover, and discard what no longer serves you and is actually destroying your future? Because that's what the earth told us. Take a seat. You're destroying the future. And let's get back to some basic principles of humanity. Generosity of spirit, compassion, unconditional positive regard, communication. How many of you have started calling more people and talking to more people instead of only doing text or audios? I know I have. How many of you are loving now Zoom meetings or Skype meetings or FaceTime, where you can actually see another person that you love, adore, and respect and cherish and desire to communicate with them a little more? Now, some of you may be doing that, and some of you may be feeling more isolated and alone. And that may bring up a lot of emotion. I know for myself, in those first 2 or 3 weeks, almost every day for about 5 to 10 minutes a day, I hit a wall of emotion that I just let myself cry. Didn't take very long. I didn't stay in it very long. And even if I didn't, it wouldn't have mattered. Because at this point, if my body needs to cry, I let it cry. If my body needs to sleep, I let it sleep. I know my body needs to exercise. So I have been doing whatever it takes to create that possibility, no matter what the weather is. I know I have to do something physical every day to pump the lymph, to pump my lymph system, which pumps the blood, which the hormones run in the blood, so you're pumping the hormones, and then that's infiltrating, activating your dopamine, endorphins levels in your body, which keeps your mood balanced. And I also know that my body has required more rest, and I actually let myself sometimes go to sleep at 8 p.m., sometimes take a nap in the middle of the day, and I am not a napper. And I had to go through that, or I chose to listen as my body uncovered, discovered, and wanted me to discard certain ways of being. Do you know, for the first time in my life in almost 10 years, I can get up, get out, and exercise, or move my body however is appropriate, depending upon the rules of the day, and get dressed in my dresses that I wear for facilitating, because I still am doing facilitation online, therapeutic consultations, coaching, etc., etc., and putting on flats instead of heels, not having to wear stockings instead of stockings. And I am just turning my computer on and getting online, instead of getting on a plane and traveling 10, 11, 12, 16, 24 hours, you know, 2 weeks out of every month, 10 months of the year. I had no idea my body needed to be more. I thought I was being, and I was being, but I was being doing. Now I'm being being. And that is a miracle, because my body is settling into what it feels like, smells like, and tastes like to be in life by simply being and not having to go anywhere. And I have always craved, and my body has always craved, a reset of the old fossil-like past structures of reality. And I'm getting it now. And at 50, I never thought I would say, I'm saying a lot of these things at 50, I never thought I would say that we would have a whole world reset financially, business, personally, physiologically, energetically, and spiritually. Well, we have it now, my friends. And if you're out there and you can't find one degree of positivity, you better reach out to me or someone. Because you're not alone. You never will be alone. And the universe, even in this pandemic, is always conspiring to bless you. There is a renaissance on the other side of this pandemic. We are in the midst of a miracle. I don't know how, I just know it will be. And as I said that, a text message came in from my 85-year-old acquaintance who is homebound, who for over 1 year now, we have been sending each other 3 gratitudes each day. We never talk, we just send gratitudes via text each day. And I don't know what her gratitudes were today, but they came in right now. So maybe that's one task the universe is asking me to gift to you. If you're down and out and really can't find anything positive, allow your body to show you someone right now and something right now that brings you peace. And if you can't find it with you, ask who can I contribute to bring peace to today, and text them right away with 3 gratitudes you have for them in your life right now. It could be, I'm grateful for the time that you brought me a present. I'm grateful for the time that you said I look great, and I'm grateful for being able to call you up and letting you know when I'm in a really bad mood. Whatever it is, just do it and see if it relieves that isolation, that doomsday apocalyptic thinking. If you change the way you look at things, even in quarantine, the way you look at things change. And while I started this podcast about everything going wrong, I'm going to bring that back in here and say, when it seems like everything is falling apart, remember, there is always destruction and death and trauma and tragedy before the renaissance, before the miracle actualizes, before the gifts and blessings are seen, before the changes take place. This is a moment of restructuring. If you had a magic wand and weren't in everything is going to hell, what would you change right now for your body? What would you change right now for you? And what would you change right now for your business? And just simply write down 3 things. Because by doing so, you will begin to change the way you be in your business. You begin to change the way you be in your body. And you will begin to change the way you be personally. All of this is beyond your control, what's going on globally. But what is in your control is your body and you. Is the action that you can take that will change the course of your future from present and beyond. Ask yourself a question. Body, what can I be and do for you today? Being, what can I be and do for you today? Business, where do you require my attention today? And follow the energy of the lightness, the possibility, even if it's just 1 degree. And I promise you, what will come back to you in that action and not reaction, just by the being of you, will quantify and uplift your mood, enlighten your body, and allow it to relax into being even more. We're always in fear of losing what we have and not getting what we want. But what if, just for today, you had the remote control of control of your body, of your being, and of your business. And you ask them, what could I be or do for you today? What is required of me? I'm listening. And act from the energy that you hear. What future would you create? Have gratitude every single day for something. Find something. Reach out and strengthen your resolve that we're in the middle of a miracle, that it's always darkest before the dawn, that there's a renaissance that will be on the other side of this. And as horrific as everything look right now, everything is always the opposite of what it appears to be. And the world will go on. And it will be better for all of us. I don't know how. I just know it will be. Keep around winning energy. Keep around positive energy. Keep filling your mind and your body with goodness and gratitude, and focus on the gift that you can be, and listen within to your body's awareness, and get off your own back and let yourself rest into being. You're not wrong. You're not bad. You're not unworthy. This isn't a personal attack on you. This isn't about you doing something wrong or making a mistake. This is about the earth saying, halt. You're all gone crazy. And I don't know any other way but to sit you down than to shut you down and let me breathe. And as the earth breathes, you breathe. And as the earth be, you be. And as the you be and the earth be, your business be. And all of that will flow financial energy and prosperity and goodness and abundance and ease your way. I don't know how, I just know it will be. Here are some actions on this podcast for you to take to affirm that when you complain, you will remain. But when you act, you will succeed. Thank you, body. Thank you, being. Thank you, earth, for the reset that has always been required, always been desired, and never expected to show up in the way that it has. If you have suffered losses, I send you prayers and contribution. If you are suffering right now, I send you prayers and contribution. Energetically perceive right now. Drop your barriers. How do you drop your barriers? Just decide to receive. For these 10 seconds left on this podcast, receive my energetic contribution. Receive all the words that I gifted to you. Breathe them in. Breathe them in. They have energy. They're infused with light and love and goodness and joy and prosperity and happiness and energy and ease and mercy and compassion and gratitude and gratitude and vulnerability and generosity and contribution and gratitude and gratitude and gratitude. And if you would like more, please find me on YouTube, Dr. Lisa Cooney, Live Your Roar. There's plenty of videos there. Find me on Facebook. There's a whole bunch of online coaching, personal empowerment workshops and events that are here for you, and we're not relegated to being in the same place. That is a gift. Thank you, Internet. Thank you, Anchor, this podcast. Thank you, iTunes. Thank you, cyberspace. And may it continue. And may all beings in all the worlds, especially the children, always have hands to hold, food in their bellies, love in their hearts, and peace in their minds. Thank you all. And I will be back, likely more regular than before. Stay connected with you. I will see you, hear you, feel you. Next time, have a great day communing with your body. And remember, you matter. You exist. Now roar.